City of Monroe officials and several baseball enthusiasts recently gathered for a ceremony commemorating a field in honor of the Monroe Monarchs. The humid, balmy morning of the dedication may have been close to what it felt like when the Monarchs took the field in the late 1920s. In 1932, the team became a member of the Negro Southern League. The political climate of the league, however, took a toll on the team, and the Monarchs disbanded in 1935. 70 years later, Scott Greer saw something that piqued his curiosity and led to a pursuit of recognizing a historic highlight in Monroe's history.
I was working at a school, and I saw a student in the hallway, and he was wearing a Negro League shirt. And I thought to myself, I wonder how many Negro League teams there were in Louisiana. Just something to look up. Looking on the internet, I saw that there was a team in Monroe, and then I thought, you know, I lived there for 22 years, and I never heard a word about them. And I thought, well, you know, that's not really right.
Greer made a call to his friend Jeff Newman. The two formed the Monroe Monarchs Historic Foundation with the goal of bringing recognition to the team. In the inaugural 1932 season, the Monarchs reached the league's World Series, losing to the Pittsburgh Crawfords. Newman says in a time of rapid changes for the Southern League, the Monarchs seized the moment.
It was just a special circumstance that there were some, similar to the Big 12, splitting up and potentially expanding and everything. There was a lot of that going on with the Negro Leagues at the time, and the Negro South League just happened to be one that was able to stay intact, and the Monarchs was the best team in the Negro South League, and they were able to be a part of that World Series.
The team was certainly talented as it took on the likes of Satchel Paige and Josh Gibson. Paul Letlow, a foundation honorary member, says the Monarchs roster featured two players who would become baseball Hall of Famers.
A young pitcher named Hilton Smith, he joined the team late in the year and pitched for Monroe there late in that World Series and spent several years with the Monarchs as well before he went on to greater fame with the Kansas City Monarchs. There's also a hitter named Willard Brown. He came along probably a year or two later. After that 1932 World Series, Willard Home Run Brown, and interesting enough, his part in history is great too. He was the first black player to hit a home run in the American League for the St. Louis Browns. He came up the same year as Jackie Robinson, but just a little later.
The Monroe Monarchs name appears in the Negro League Hall of Fame. A commemorative board displays every team from the league. Mayor Jamie Mayo traveled earlier this year to the hall located in Kansas City, Missouri. He says knowing the city is identified at such a site is special.
You know, it was just so much history there and significance, and I'm just proud the city of Monroe is well represented in that museum.
When the team dissolved, some players found a future in the majors. Some jumped to other farm or semi-pro teams. With just a few playing years in Monroe, one may wonder if the city made a lasting impression on the players. Letlow says for second baseman Augustus Saunders, life in Monroe truly made an impact.
He met his wife here, ended up, marrying a local girl and spending the rest of his life in Monroe. After baseball, he worked with the railroad.
According to John Ross, Monroe's community affairs director, 90-year-old Anthony Gray, another former Monarch, still resides in Monroe near the ballpark. As the team plays a historical part to the city's past, Newman says the commemorative marker in Amefield will represent the team for future generations to remember.
We did not want other generations to forget this team like apparently generations before us had, but this has exceeded, I think, anything Scott and I thought was possible. The marker we thought was a great idea, a way to visually represent a continuation of the memory to keep here.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.